1,000 people took to the streets and slopes on Saturday in Aspen as part of a nationwide show of solidarity. The group ski and march through town came on President Trump's first day in office in response to divisive campaign rhetoric.
Joy, peace, love! Aspen rises above!
Nine-year-old Avery Master skied at the front of the pack Saturday, leading hundreds of riders down Aspen Mountain. With her mom, organizer Kim Master, at her side, she also led the chant, Joy, Peace, Love, Aspen Rises Above. Master says that message of positivity, more than protest, was the purpose of Aspen's complement to the Women's March on Washington, this one involving skis.
You know, you take your kid by the hand and you show them how to stand up for themselves and stand up for others and just be part of a caring, thoughtful community. So I'm excited to take Avery's hand here and march up the mountain, ski down with her.
Activists ranging from seasoned feminists to preschool children gathered at the Aspen Art Museum Saturday morning to craft signs to wear down the mountain. Olivia Oxenhorn is a high school senior.
It's so cool to have that multi-generational span and just come together as a community.
And the messages run the gamut.
We don't want your tiny hands anywhere near our underpants.
Treat everyone with respect.
Girls just want to have fundamental human rights.
Mountain women take the high road.
Women for wild lands.
Together we can love each other.
Climate change is not a hoax.
Protect our winters, protect our immigrants, protect our migrants, protect our rights.
I am a proud feminist since 1969.
Grandmothers are wise asses.
We are the Reese sisters.
We shall overcome.
Together we can keep animals safe.
As Kim Master helps her daughter pin a sign to her ski jacket, she says she's appalled by some of the language she hears from President Trump. There's a part of her that's angry, but
the good mom part of me is excited about doing something that's really peaceful and really positive, and I think that can be just as powerful.
And high school senior Callie Ferguson agrees.
I had a lot of fear and anxiety, and it feels a lot better just to be here. I feel a lot less powerless just knowing that I still live in a democracy and I still have a voice.
After Ski Patrol escorted close to 500 riders down Spar Gulch, they were met by a flood of protesters in a packed gondola plaza. In what may have been the largest demonstration in Aspen's modern history, men, women, and children clomped in ski and snow boots from the base of the mountain to Wagner Park. Shireen Sarek is marching in a pink hat with cat ears, a so-called pussy hat. The hats are a reference to President Trump's lewd comments from a 2005 Access Hollywood tape. Sarek says it's important to confront those vulgar statements.
Like in other points in history, you got to reclaim the word. You can't grab this.
Sarek says she's marching for women's rights and also climate action, education, and rights for all people. Trump's inauguration and the subsequent protests fell on the final few days of Aspen Gay Ski Week. Chris Bradford is here from LA for the 40th anniversary of that celebration, holding a sign that says,
I'm with her and her and her and her.
Bradford says he's here to show solidarity, and he's reassured by the large turnout.
It's so encouraging after what was a very dark day yesterday for many of us. I would like to see young people energized by this.
Across the valley, these protesters say they'll stay active. There's a new women's empowerment club at the high school, and women in Basalt have started a political action group called Indivisible Roaring Fork. But on this Saturday afternoon, they embody the values of a ski town and march to the bar for Opry. Elizabeth Stewart-Severy, Aspen Public Radio News.